So now let's let ourselves settle into whatever our chosen postures are. And take a few moments to feel really nicely grounded in the body, aware of touch points. What do you need to do here to feel really in your body as best you can? And connect too with the breathing, feeling body simply as you are and being breathed. Bringing a friendly awareness to body in these opening moments. And as we practice meditating on the Metta Sutta, it will be very important to, throughout that, keep a sense of the body. Feeling the body as it sits or stands, lies down, the breathing. Really anchoring and grounding. This will help us to begin to embody the meanings of these words, these phrases, as a way to really open our hearts. And sometimes people like to use soothing touch, hand to the heart or elsewhere periodically, or to feel the breathing through the heart region as the words are recited as a way to connect to them, to embody them, to begin to embody them. So let's begin here with hearing the sutta, and I'll just speak it. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied. Unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none. The great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far and away, those born and to be born. May all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. And so some of these phrases and words may feel cryptic for you. That's okay. We'll do the best we can to begin to have understanding and embodiment of the goodwill that is being suggested here. And of course, that is the Amaravati Sangha version of the Metta Sutta, and there are many other translations you can find online. And so really connecting with the body, the breathing, however you're doing that. And taking the first portion now, expressing it for ourselves. May I be skilled in goodness and walk the path of peace. May I be skilled in goodness and walk the path of peace. Drinking in the phrase, feeling it through the body, the intention around it. May I be skilled in goodness and walk the path of peace. For my benefit and for that of others, may I be skilled in goodness and walk the path of peace. And wishing this too for others. May others be skilled in goodness and walk the path of peace. And as you repeat the phrase for others, just let whomever other beings there are come to mind. They may be dear ones, easy ones, neutral ones, difficult ones, benefactors. Ones you're concerned about. May others be skilled in goodness and walk the path of peace. and pause with that and just notice how the body is, how the heart is, how the mind is. Doing our best to stay grounded throughout. And then simply taking the lovely phrase, in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. In gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Remembering that includes ourselves. In gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Breaking that phrase down a little bit, first for ourselves. May I be happy, content. May I be happy, content. May I be safe and well, safe and well. May I be at ease. May I be at ease. And then offering the same for others, whatever ones come to mind, may others be happy and content. May others be safe and well, safe and well. May others be at ease, may they be at ease. pausing with that and taking good care of the body, heart, mind, feeling nicely grounded as best you can. In the next section, omitting none, may all beings be at ease. Omitting none, may all beings be at ease. And this includes ourselves. Moving on from there, staying grounded. May I be free from ill will and cruelty. May I be free from ill will and cruelty. For my benefit and that of others, may I be free from ill will and cruelty. May others be free from ill will and cruelty. May others be free from ill will and cruelty. And pausing with that one. And again, really feeling through the body and giving yourself soothing touch and grounding. And so the next section. May I cherish all living beings, radiating kindness. Radiating kindness, may I cherish all living beings. Radiating kindness everywhere, may I cherish all living beings. wishing the same for others. May others radiate kindness everywhere and cherish all living beings. Pause with that one. And again, ground, check in, soothing touch. May I dwell in this sublime abiding. May I dwell in this sublime abiding. May I live from this sublime divine abiding. For my benefit and that of others. May others dwell in this sublime abiding. May others live from this divine abiding. Letting whatever others you wish to hold in mind be held here. And then pause with that phrase. And grounding and caring for ourselves as we make attempts to summarize the last section, the wisdom section. May I see clearly and be free. May I see clearly and be free. May I see clearly how things truly are and be free from old conditioned habit energies. May I live from truth, contentment, and freedom. May I live from or in truth, contentment, and freedom. May others see clearly and be free. May others see clearly and be free. See the way things are. Be free from old habit energies. May others see clearly and be free. May others live in truth, contentment, and freedom. May others live in truth, contentment, and freedom. And letting the phrases go and rest in body and breathing and being aware of effects of the practice. Feeling them in the heart, the mind, the body. And being aware if there's any particular phrase or word that we've been practicing with that you may really be resonating with, that you would like to remember, perhaps use in formal and informal practice. Just letting all that be and just rest here and now in this body breathing.